some general information on the variance hearing process. The order of presentation is first the applicant and or project sponsor is given 5 minutes to make their presentation, focusing on how the project meets justifications required to grant the variance. The applicant should also submit the declaration of posting when they approach to present their case. Any proponents or opponents, members of the public, will be allowed 3 minutes to speak on the item. If there is any public comment in opposition to the case, then the project sponsor will be given a 3 minute rebuttal. During the hearing, may ask questions of the applicant and or members of the public. At the end of the hearing, they close the item, close the hearing and take the matter under advisement, and it may indicate that the inclination to either grant a grant of conditions or deny or continue the item to a future hearing date. There is one item on the consent calendar today. Items on the consent calendar are matters considered routine by the zoning administrator. If anyone would like to speak on one of these items, please step forward. Otherwise, the item on the consent calendar will be granted. Public comment at the end of the hearing is available for items that are not on the agenda, and we'll give them 3 minutes each for that. Section 305C sets forth 5 findings that are required for granting a variance, and we must meet all of the 5 findings in order to grant the variance. Finding number 1 is that there are exceptional and extraordinary circumstances applying to the property involved or to the intended use of the property that do not apply generally to other property or uses in the same class district. Finding number 2, that owing to such exceptional and extraordinary circumstances, the literal enforcement of specified provisions of the planning code would result in practical difficulty or unnecessary hardship not created by or attributable to the applicant or the owner of the property. Finding number 3, that such variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right of the subject property possessed by other property in the same class of district. Finding number 4, that the granting of such variance will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare, materially injurious to the property or improvements in the vicinity. Finding number 5, that the granting of such variance will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the planning code and will not adversely affect the general plan. No decision is final until a decision letter is issued. That decision letter carries with it a appeal window of 10 days during which you may appeal to the Board of Appeals. Due to the number of variance cases that we have and other staff backlogs, decision letters may take up to 2 months to complete from the date of the hearing. If anyone would like to get a copy of the decision letter, please sign in on the far wall. There's a sign-in sheet for you to put your name and contact information. We'll send you a copy of any decision letter. Other matters, private conversations are to be disrupted to the hearing. Please conduct all private conversations outside the room. Also, would note that we do have audio recordings of these hearings available on our website. We actually have them going back available for the January 2011 hearing forward. So we will post the digital audio recording of this hearing online after today's hearing, and you can access it just from the agenda on the website. Also, the next hearing will be October 26, 2011. We will not have a variance hearing in November. The following hearing will be on December 7th, and after that we go back to a regular hearing in January beginning next year. There's one item that will be continued on today's calendar, and that is item number 5, 359 Cumberland Street. I don't know if anyone is here for that item, but the discretionary review request was filed on the application. My understanding of the parties are attempting to work their issues out, so we'll be continuing this 1 month to the October 26th hearing. If the issues are not resolved, then it will be heard at a planning commission hearing, likely to be on or after November 3rd, 2011. So for now, the item will be continued to the next variance hearing on Wednesday, October 26th, which will be in this room. And so now we can move on to the consent calendar.
There's one item in our consent calendar, case number 2011, that's 0696V, 944 to 948 Noah Street, rear yard variance sought.
So if there's any public comment on this item, please step forward. Seeing none, we close the public hearing on this item and be inclined to grant the requested variance for Noe Street, subject to standards and conditions, and move on to the regular calendar.
First item in our regular calendar.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So for our regular calendar, item number two, case number 2011.0519V, 27 Lexington Street, rear yard variance sought. Is the sponsor here?
Yes.
You have 5 minutes, sir.
First of all, I'd like to apologize for not having my affidavit.
It's okay. You can submit it to your planner.
Thank you very much. The project sponsors for this proposal are faced with a building that's falling short of meeting the rear yard requirement. They would like to add a unit on the ground level in a space that's undeveloped at this time to finish the development of that building. They're meeting all the other requirements of the zoning code. They're providing public open space for existing apartments that are there now. And would like this variance to be proposed.
Can you please address more specifically the five findings and particular
government? Pardon me for not being prepared for that. In my application, I filled those out. The area is an RTO, zone of RTO. In order to add this unit, it seems consistent with the requirements of the RTO district.
And could you describe the existing conditions of the buildings?
Yes. The existing building, except for the ground level at the rear, would be unaffected. It's two-story over a garage with undeveloped space at the back where the proposal would be located.
And so the building has an existing non-compliant rear yard, which is the reason that you're adding the unit, you're not expanding beyond the limit of the building, but you can't meet the exposure requirements because you lack the compliant rear yard. And what's your construction for the building? You know, the year the building was constructed?
I believe that was a 1928.
And so it could be a potential historic resource, and therefore, and any other physical alterations could have a detrimental impact on the building. So the proposal that you're doing has the least impact on the building, but still.
Yeah, it's affecting only the rear ground level elevation, changing one window to a sliding glass.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment on this item on 27 Lexington Street? Seeing none, we close the public hearing on this item and be inclined to grant the requested variance subject to standard conditions. And item, there's Section 311 notification, I think, is still forthcoming. Have you
seen it? Okay. All
right, thank you very much. And we can move on to the.
Moving to item number three, case number 2011.0903V. 185 to 187 Presida Avenue, rear yard variance sought. Is the sponsor for this project here, please?
Yes.
Yes, please. You have 5 minutes, sir.
The subject property is a two-unit set of flats with an in-law, and it's on Presida, between Mission and Presida Park. On the curbside property, it's the first floor is at grade. At the rear yard elevation is 15 feet below grade. There's a map from 1905 showing a very similar arrangement to what this application is proposing. It's a pair of decks with egress stairs, which have the same footprint as the existing decks and egress stairs in the back of the building. The stairs are required means of egress, and there's actually been quite a bit of discussion about whether or not they could be rebuilt as an existing condition. But since we have to bring all of the railings and stairs into compliance, and the existing structure is so old, we feel that we need to remove the existing structure and rebuild it from the ground up.
So, it's my understanding that you recently saw and received a permit from the Department of Building Inspection for a 50% repair of the stairs, and that's an interim measure until you get the permit to rebuild the stairs?
That's That's correct. The tenants that are there now are very concerned about the safety of their children and the structure.
And so my understanding is also a complaint regarding the ground floor unit and the legality of that unit, but that's being handled under a separate permit.
That's correct. Because of the security issue, they wanted to expedite both permits separately.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there any public comment on this item? 185 to 187 Reseda Avenue. Seeing none, close the public hearing on this item and be inclined to grant the requested variance subject to standard conditions and as noted, this required means of egress for the third floor unit. There's a change in the configuration of the stair and decks which provide usable open space for the units, but there's no change in the footprint and any outstanding issues regarding legality of the third unit will be handled under separate permit. I believe it's appropriate to handle these permits separately because they both, in their own ways, address code compliance issues. So this will be addressing the code compliance and the safety of the stairs, and any issue with the ground floor unit will be addressed separately. So, again, public hearing is closed, and we move on to the next item.
Item number four, case number 2011.0717B, 1123 Folsom Street, rear yard and usable open space variances sought. Is the project sponsor for this case here? 1123 Folsom Street?
Let's hold this item over.
All right. Item number five, as we know, had been moved to the next, will be continued to our October 26th variance hearing. So we're moving to item number six. Item number six, case number 2011.0782V, 1220 Sanchez Street, rear yard variance sought. Is the sponsor for this project here?
Yes.
You have 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience with me. Mr. Sanchez, I'm going to pass up a diagram. Thanks. You have a diagram of all of the properties that can visual access to and from the subject deck. And they have all seen the plans, they've all been on the deck, and they all are in support of legalization. It was built as a replacement structure for a deck and stairs that extended as a full set of stairs down previously by a previous owner. At this point, we're seeking legalization and code compliance for the deck as it now is. I want to pass up, actually is the overhead working?
Yes.
Yes.
So this is a shot of the underside of the deck showing that the doors and windows from the lower units have access to a nice patio below it. It doesn't fully obstruct light and air or use of the open space. And the surroundings are very heavily wooded, treed, very large trees on each property at the rear that it's adjacent to at the rear, such that if you look at this photograph, you can see in the center is the first bit of open space directly behind us. The neighbor is waving, so you can see the location, you know, what those lots are like. There is no other access to open space from the upper unit, and the lower unit has still has access to the patio, and it's quite pleasant, and they use it regularly. The tenants really want to see this improved. We're still not certain whether the Department of Building Inspection will approve the spiral stair as it's adjacent to a property line. If they will not, we'll inset the stair away from the property line, so it will be code compliant with the building code. To remove this deck would not benefit any of the surrounding neighbors or the residents of the building. I believe that it would be an unnecessary hardship for the tenants of the building and the resident upstairs to give this up without any compensating public benefit for the removal of it. Without anything off the back of the deck, the house, without any projection, there is no access to the rear yard except through the basement deck garage breezeway, which is not a terribly pleasant way to get to your recreational space. So I would suggest that we have established the necessary findings to grant the variance. If you have any questions.
Thank you. So there are three units in the building?
Yes.
Right. There's one on the top floor, two on the lower level.
Correct.
And as you pointed out, the only other access for that top unit to the rear yard would be actually going down to the basement and then up the stairs to the rear yard there.
And through the through a breezeway around the garage.
Okay. Thank you very much. And the sorry, the this was the previous owner that did the work.
One of the neighbors suggested it was the owner before the previous owner and described the way the stairs had come down previously towards the back fence. But there is no physical evidence of that.
But in any event, it wasn't the current owner.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? Again, that's 1220 Sanchez Street. Seeing that we closed the public hearing on this item and be inclined to grant the requested variance, noting that it is to legalize work that's been in place for some time now and that it does provide useful open space for the upper dwelling unit and actually improves, I think, the access to the open space for the units in the building. So, again, the public hearing is closed and inclined to grant the requested variance. And next item, please.
Moving to item number 7, case number 2011.0122V, 3367 21st Street, rear yard variance sought. Good response, you have 5 minutes, ma'am.
Yes, good morning. I've been thinking about the plans for review, and I know a planner has spoken to you about it, Mr. Sanchez. It's simply to repair and rebuild some decks in the back and make them legal and compliant, and to add an infill room under existing pop-out values. It won't increase the envelope of the building. And I believe you have everything else in the application, so if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you. And so you did also go to the Historic Preservation Commission and receive your certificate of appropriateness for the inspection.
We have done it, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment on this item? We have 3367 21st Street. Seeing none, we close the public hearing on this item. Be inclined to grant the requested variance, noting that it has already been to the Historic Preservation Commission for their review as a certificate of appropriateness because the building is in a historic district. Also, that it does provide full open space for the dwelling units and creates that situation. So, again, the public hearing is closed. Inclined to grant the requested variance. Maybe we can go back to the Folsom case first and see if the property.
Let's go back to item number 4. The sponsor is here now. Item number 4, case number 2011.0717V, 1123 Folsom Street, rear yard and usable open space variances sought. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Sanchez. Reza Koshani, Stan SIA Consulting. The project before you is an existing building corner of Folsom and Langton that currently covers the entire lot. It's two stories and has a restaurant at the ground level and a tourist hotel at second floor that has not been used as a tourist hotel for a very long time. Currently is at a vacant status. They were trying to get a tenant in. And you know, it's very hard to find somebody who want to run that establishment at its legal use. Therefore, we are here before you to see whether we could get two dwelling units in the current space up there. And the space does not meet required rear yard. However, this is an existing situation that we have. And due to the fact that this building is in between three streets, you know, there's plenty of light and exposure for both units. Therefore, I think that this may be a feasible project. I'm available for any comments you may have.
And so you said it's been some time since it was used as a tourist hotel. Do you have an idea when it was last in use?
Well, my client purchased the building not knowing that its legal use was a tourist hotel. It's a notice of violation. Somehow the bank back then, you know, they did not catch it and they closed escrow. And now he realized that, you know, now that you know, his tenant left and wanted to bring in the tenant in. We looked at pulling permits to bring in office space and found out that that's not allowed, or it has to go through a lengthy process to get it. So therefore, we would like to change the use at this point.
Okay. All right. And do you know what year the building was constructed?
I believe it's 1910, if I'm not mistaken.
And well before the current rear yard requirements of the planning
permit? Yes.
And that would also be a potential historic resource, so making modifications to the building to essentially demolish a portion of it to accommodate a rear yard may not be the best interest of the building of the city. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any public comment on this item, 1123 Folsom Street? Seeing none, we close the public hearing on this item and be inclined to grant the requested variances. That this is an appropriate project, an appropriate location for residential uses. There's a historic pattern in South Market of having residential uses on the alleyways. This is on Langton and Folsom. There's the residential enclave district pretty much across the street or down the block, across the street, Moss Street and across. Do you find that the five findings have been met and inclined to grant the requested variance? Public hearing is closed. Next item, the final item.
The final item number 8, case number 2010.0084V, 30 Edith Street. This is a re-notice. This case was previously heard on July 27 and August 24. However, a new public hearing has been scheduled to address a required variance from the exposure requirement, section 140 of the planning code. Rear yard and non-compliant structure variances sought.
Before we get into it, I want to express my appreciation for members of the public and sponsor for coming out again. I know this is the third hearing that we've had on this item, and I haven't forgot anything that anyone has said before. I apologize, it was a departmental oversight and not correctly noticing all the variances that were required for this. Appreciate everyone's patience, and I'm sure everyone would rather be outside enjoying the beautiful weather that we have, but we'll have that hearing now.
You have 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. Albert Posca, architect and assistant to the owner. Yes, we're here for the re-notice, and we're requesting relief from the planning code regarding the rear yard, and we're requesting a rear yard variance, and requesting relief from the exposure requirements. Previously, we had identified three areas of concern, visual treatment of the rear yard, a second floor property line window to the adjacent property, and then a third floor setback. New information to be submitted and to be understood would be that the owner has committed to beautify not only the Agardo facing frontage, but also the Edith Street. We submitted a new plan to the file, which is A4.6, proposed landscape plan. And, we still have the same, there's no new news, we still feel the same about as we did the last hearings, that we feel that this variance is substantiated and justified. It fits the character and fabric of the area. That's a picture of looking down at Garden Street. And, proposed plans that we have on file is still what we were hoping to achieve, requesting getting a granting of a rear yard variance, and Other than that, I only go through every single point, but available for questions or a rebuttal if information comes up.
Thank you very much. And so at the last hearing, there was some issue or question about access to information. People maybe hadn't had full access to plans that you prepared. Has that been addressed?
And they're not on the website either. We've never seen the new plans.
Well, when you say the new plans, we only submitted one landscape additional plan, but the others are all on the website.
When you click on the link that's a notice for this hearing, you get the April plans.
The original plans, correct.
Well, the April plans are the, with the exception of this 8.4.6.
So has the landscaping plan been provided to the neighbors?
We submitted it to planning, who put it on the website, I thought.
Yeah. I think that we still have the original plans, so there's communication of it, but
okay.
I thought that there was...
We will provide them all to the neighbors.
So I thought there was some, have there been any discussion with the neighbors in the last hearing?
No.
Okay.
Very, if anything, brief.
Okay, all right.
No news.
Thank you. And so we can move on to the public comment for that.
You have 3 minutes, ma'am.
Good morning, Mrs. Sanchez. Once again, I'm Sharon Sito, and our house is directly at 30 Edith. And my father has built that house. My siblings and I were raised there for 40 years, and also my four kids. I just want to remind you this, and we just really love this neighborhood. I want to let you know that my parents had 8 of us live in this one home with one lot for the entire family, whereas the developer has 3 generous lots with multiple units for only 4 of them, the mom, the son, daughter-in-law, and new baby. So they really don't need the variance to build a huge building to fit the small family. The developer has plenty of space already in this alley. They're really unique, 3 lots. The variance requirements haven't been met, and it's clear that the developer can't show hardship or extraordinary circumstances. A variance will clearly cause detrimental effect on all the neighbors. I'd like to show you this board once more of all the oppositions we have, over 250 signatures that we gathered. With immediate neighbors, there's 25 lots here touching the alleys, 3 owned by the sponsor, and all of them have been in opposition indicated by owners in O's and or the tenants. So there's overwhelming opposition. I do understand that the commission had discussed the possibility of a variance, but they didn't have the full stories, nor do they have been aware of the mistakes made by the project sponsor. I also sought advice for this case with people I trust on planning issues, experts such as Bob Passmore, Bob Fries from San Francisco Beautiful, as well as our supervisor David Chu, all who expressed concern and variance granted without a clear showing of hardship and with such a clear detrimental effect on all the neighbors. So here it is, my family and I are ready for this to be over. It's been such a long, long process and it's really expensive for us. But it can only be over if a reasonable compromise is struck. So I'd like to say that our home is set back 10 feet from the north side of the garden, and we have a much narrower house compared to the proposed project because of our setback on all 3 levels of our house. A variance, I have to say, is a gift, not a privilege. Thus, I ask at least, Mr. Sanchez, that in all fairness, please at least match or mirror our setback or come very close to it. Anything less would be a big disappointment if the new taller building is not set back and will cast shadows, will not have any open space or all the bad stuff that comes with it. I want to thank you once again. We really rely on you, all the neighbors. Please hear us. We trust that you'll strike a compromise to bring this to a close and not a one-sided decision, giving the project sponsor what they ask, which would just lead to more appeals and dispute. Thank you so much again, Mr. Sanchez. Have a great day.
Next, member of the public.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you. I know you probably know a great deal about this project by now in the third hearing.
And I'll urge you to look at the plans. The neighbors have not seen any new plans. I was under the impression there was some additional setback at the top floor. I mean, we haven't seen any new plans since April. But because this has been such a long hearing, because so many different issues have been put on the table that have no relevance to your findings, I would urge you to go back to the very basics of a variance application and read the application. This application is not legally sufficient. The exceptional circumstance, the only hardship and exceptional circumstance noted in the application, which I'm holding, is the Planning Commission decision. That cannot serve as the hardship. That cannot serve as the exceptional circumstance. And there's also a claim that the Planning Commission motion includes a recommendation for a variance. That is also not true. I supplied the final motion as Exhibit 9. And it simply states that the commission took its action because there are exceptional and extraordinary circumstances, because the previous proposed project does not comply with the residential design guidelines and does not advance the objectives or the policies of the general plan. So the application you have in front of you is entirely insufficient legally. Detriment to the neighbors has been shown overwhelmingly. And let me show it one more time to you and submit one more final graphic for you. I've got new photos. Those sets of windows at 1, 2, and 3 are being blocked, completely blocked, by the project that's already been approved. And you can see the sunlight streaming in those windows. You can see the incredible views from those windows. You can see how that would cause an incredible hardship and detriment to the neighbors just to have that project. Windows 4, 5, and 6 are now proposed to be blocked in addition to. So it's sort of like an injury on top of an insult to say, oh, we're going to come forward with a variance now that's going to block these other three windows. It's not enough that we're blocking your entire top floor. That can't stand under the law of variance. That is an extreme detriment to the property owner. And likewise, not having any kind of at least a 15-foot setback from Eduardo violates not only the CAP guidelines, but also the new section 261.1, which I put in my new brief. If you're looking to resolve this matter, reduce the variance.
So, have you provided copies of these photos to the private sponsor?
I have not. I can send them to him via email today.
And a few more questions. So, that at the last hearing, private sponsor had presented three alternatives, A, B, and C, and you had not seen the plans at that time, and you have still not seen the plans?
We have not seen the plans, and we've not seen A, B, and C, or 1, 2, and 3, whatever it was. Those were sprung out at that hearing, and I still don't have a copy.
Okay. Because it says here it was presented to the neighbors on August 17th, which was prior to the last hearing, but you were never made aware of this.
No, at the hearing, that was the first time we heard about options 1, 2, and 3, or A, B, and C.
That's just the question, thank you.
And at the hearing, they all sort of looked...
That's the question, thanks. If we have more questions, I will definitely ask.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next, member of the public, or any other members of the public? So, seeing none, we would go back to the property sponsor who would have a rebuttal, and you could, again, address...
It was one person.
Okay.
I have 3 minutes. And I live in Northridge. I've spoken before, so I don't need to repeat myself. However, I've heard over and over that all of the neighbors and all of the people in the neighborhood are opposed to the project. That's actually not true. I realize that this is a lot of change for people, and it's different. But I've spoken to several. I walk my dog in that area. I know several people that even live on it. And that's not necessarily the case. There are people that are supportive. I'm one of them. I'm not the only one. And I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
So seeing if there's no other public comment, we would go back to the project sponsor.
You have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you. Dr. Costa, yours. First, I want to just, in response to what was just said, at the last neighbor meeting, we did show one of the positions, the three positions A, B, and C were only derived as a clarification point, so that planning staff and you, the zoning administrator, could understand A being where our plans are, and there are no new plans. The plans that were submitted in April are the current plans. That is A. Position B reflected the document that was signed by all the neighbors and all these people who are in this room. And so that was position B. And position C was just a clarification of that when the property line moved, that would be the third floor. That would be just a clarification of what would be required if third floor did not require encroach into the rear. And then in response to the Planning Commission did in fact, despite what has been said here, they did in fact recommend that a rear yard variance be granted. That was after they had decided, and they were thinking of this the whole time, that when they took our code-complying project and removed the fourth floor, they were going to, they thought it was fair enough and had exceptional circumstances to have you, the zoning administrator, consider the rear yard variance. We do have hardships. Most of the structures in the area enjoy the benefits of third and fourth floors. They're much taller, much bulkier, much more dense. Many of the properties in the area are full lot, including the adjacent neighbor to the south, or to the east. This is an exceptional project and has had many, many turns, has gone many different ways. This is the third time we've been here, and we do, you know, this neighborhood is very dense. Here's a picture of, again, of Edgardo here. You can see that the neighbors on all sides are very tall. It is a very dense neighborhood, and our design actually steps back. It has quite a lovely relief in it. It will be planted on both sides. The impact of this is not as great as many of the structures that are already there. So we're being discriminated against, and we really hope you would consider our request. Any questions? Clarifications?
Yeah, it's just, like I said, we're troubled by the last remark, we feel like being discriminated against.
I just meant in the sense that it's kind of like some of the people have theirs, and then we feel that the idea of an addition to an existing house is being opposed when some of the people who are opposing it already have their full lot coverage. That I just meant it in that way.
Okay, thank you for clarifying it. And also, I think maybe there's some differing interpretations of the commission's action as well. And I think I should disagree with both parties here. Because when I reviewed the commission, I didn't see that they made no mention of a variance, but again, at the same time, I didn't see that they suggested or made any findings for granting a variance. I felt that they had simply stated that they, the project sponsor should go forward with the variance, and they didn't necessarily feel that there was a position. And I, we'll watch that hearing over again, and see if that will clarify anything for me. But I didn't see it that there was no mention of it, and I didn't see that there was this any kind of forceful support for a variance. But I think it was somewhere in between the two, which is probably where everything is in this case.
Sure.
And I've been a little, disappointed that there hasn't been more communication between the neighbors. I mean, this has been going on for many years, and it seems that we're at a point, unfortunately, where both parties are so entrenched that we cannot reach a compromise. Through the decision that I will make on this case, I think that it will be a compromise. Maybe that neither party is happy with, but there is an appeal process to the Board of Appeals for that. As stated in the previous hearings, going back to January, sorry, July, that's that long, to July, we did kind of give direction about the top floor and having no variance there, and you presented two alternatives, B and C. B, which does have a slight variance, it's a 2-foot 10-inch variance, and then C, which has no variance, and you're saying that that is disastrous to even layouts and the egress stairs. I think that whatever decision I make, and it will be between B and C, or B or C.
Not A.
Not A, no. So I don't see granting the variance for the top floor. I do see more justification for the lower levels. And I read through Mr. Williams' brief, and I think maybe he misunderstood what I had said in previous hearings. I did give direction for you to look at protecting what is window number 5 on his diagram and see what could be done, but I would think I'm very clear in saying that I did not see that as a priority, preserving that property line window. So I think I have less concerns about that. We have done made an effort to do landscaping, which addresses the final point that we had of the 3 points. So that's somewhere along the lines of where I'm going. There will be, I think, a partial granting of the variance, not everything that you have sought in your application, but it will also be everything that the neighbors have sought for me to deny. So a final decision will be, I think, more fully enunciated in the decision letter, and we'll try to have that out in the next 3 to 4 weeks. It might be giving some time to work with staff to help clarify those points. So, but I did want to give everyone the kind of benefit of where I am feeling that the project needs to go, and make appropriate preparations.
Can I make one more point about the position about the third floor? In all of the designs, including the documents that were, that, you know, about the settlement where they wanted us to be, included the bay window elements on that top. Those bay window elements are crucial to the, you know, the if you decide to not have, allow us to have a this variance on the top floor, it really is disastrous for the whole layout and everything.
I understand.
And so Mr. Fopp, who isn't here in the room, representing one of the 3DR people, he spoke to me about that he didn't want a flat, you know, uncharacteristic box building. So the bay window elements are, you know, have character. They're San Francisco. You know, I'm just sort of making a
point. No, I appreciate that. I understand that very well.
Okay.
I would actually give if one member of the public who would like to represent the neighbors and their opposition would just like to comment very briefly on that last point regarding the third floor and whether or not there are bay windows. Is that something that the neighbors would see as detrimental to the public realm?
We were very clear, and we thought that you were very clear that there should be no variance at the upper floor. And that is directly tied into the CAP guidelines, which will allow them. It's a 15-foot setback. The minimum rear yard is a 16-foot setback. So it really allows sun to get across that guardrail. And I did want to comment on that photo. Take a hard look at that photo. Nearly every building on the north side of that guardrail is set back 10 feet, including Mr. Lee's, which is right across the street. It's completely incongruent to have a 3-foot setback or no setback on the south side. And it violates 261.1 divides the CAP guidelines. Does that make any sense? And
you're representing the adjacent property, right? One that has the
and the
full lot coverage. I don't know how that was approved, but that they would know it the right way.
I think it was pre-code, and it's an anomaly. It's a 20-foot wide lot though. I mean, that's keeps getting lost, is that these two huge 40-foot lots, they're shorter. The only other 40-foot lot that sits on those alleys is directly west, and it has a required rear yard, 16 feet. Every other lot, the other 12 lots that front on those alleys.
So
is half the width.
I'm hearing that you would not support any bay windows at the third level.
No, not at all.
Thank you. So with that, we close the public hearing on this case, and a decision will be forthcoming. As I indicated, it will be for a reduced third story, and I'm generally inclined to authorize the encroachment to the rear yard at the lower levels, so long as we can arrive at a landscaping scheme that would reduce the impact on the yard. So, with that, this is the last item. There's going to be a general public comment period now for anyone who'd like to speak on an item that's not on this calendar. I don't think everyone is here for Peter. So, with that, we will close the public hearing